The State Elections Board will hold a hearing this month on possible vote tampering in North Carolina's 9th congressional district race. Rusty Jacobs outlines how a new election could happen.
For North Carolina Republican Party Chair Dallas Woodhouse, the threshold must be pretty high. He argues the evidence would have to show enough questionable votes to change the outcome.
If you don't have enough votes that you can determine it could have changed the outcome, you would be disenfranchising several hundred thousand people who cast legal ballots.
In the current case, Republican Mark Harris leads Democrat Dan McCready by 905 votes. Despite the tight finish, McCready conceded after election night. But since then, the State Elections Board has declined to certify the results because of irregularities with absentee ballots in Bladen and Robeson counties. Both counties have more registered Democrats and significant minority populations. A majority of the board, including two Republican members, voted to hold an evidentiary hearing on or before December 21st. Under state law, the State Elections Board has the authority to call for new elections in four instances. One is where enough ineligible voters cast ballots to change an election outcome. Two is when enough eligible voters were prevented from casting ballots to change the outcome. Three is where other irregularities affected a sufficient number of votes to change the outcome. The fourth prong, though, says only that the board may call for a new election where irregularities or improprieties occur to such an extent they taint the results of the entire election and cast doubt on its fairness. Allison Riggs is a voting rights attorney with Southern Coalition for Social Justice.
Under the statute, you don't have to prove there would have been a different outcome, just that you're in the neighborhood.
Of course, the U.S. House of Representatives could assert its authority over the matter, according to Jerry Cohen. Cohen was counsel at the North Carolina General Assembly for 37 years and drafted election laws.
If either candidate filed a contested election protest with the House, it would refer to the House Committee on Administration to investigate.
Or, Cohen says, any House member can make a motion on opening day for another member to step aside pending an investigation. Appeals of a State Elections Board decision in this case would go to the U.S. House of Representatives, which, starting in January, will have a Democratic majority. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.